Do you wonder why it is I love him? I love him. I love him. Do you wonder why it is I love him? I will gladly tell you why. It's because he left his home in glory to die. Jesus Christ who died for me. Sabes tu por que eu amo a Cristo, a Cristo, a Cristo. Sabes tu por que eu amo a Cristo, porque Cristo me salvou. Ele veio do céu lá na glória, morreu por mim. É por isso que eu amo a Cristo, porque é meu salvador.
Hi, boys and girls there in Grand Rapids. This is Aunt Audrey talking. It's Sunday afternoon in Aracaju. And we've just finished up our Sunday afternoon Sunday school class for the missionary children. Cindy taught the memory verse, and the boys and girls sang V is for Victory just like they were right there in Berean Church. Cindy and the Lolly children also received a wonderful present the other day in the mail. An envelope all filled with Valentines. Cindy, would you tell the boys and girls how you felt when you got those Valentines?
I sure did like it, boys and girls, because we spent 4 years since having Valentine's Day. Because, you know, down here in Brazil, we do not have the Valentine's Day. I sure did like receiving all of your Valentines, and thank you very much.
And Nene, would you like to thank the boys and girls for them, too? Okay, you tell them.
Thank you.
The Lolly boys and girls have already gone home, so Aunt Audrey can't have them thank you for personally for the Valentines, but they sure love them. They opened them and folded them and took them apart, just like Cindy and Lene. We want to thank you for being such a blessing to us so far away from home. Let me tell you, boys and girls, about some of the things that have been happening here in Brazil. The Lord hasn't been on vacation. The Bible club that Aunt Audrey was praying so hard to begin has begun. And it started out with some 115 there. We had to move our location, and so the second week there was maybe only 60. But every week it's growing, and the boys and girls are learning much about the Lord Jesus. Now we meet along the river banks. The fishermen bring in their boats and come up and listen to the stories about the Lord Jesus too. At the end of our lesson series, we're going to give the boys and girls some of the wordless books that Berean Church sent for us. Isn't it wonderful that you have a part in our work here in Brazil? Then let me tell you about the Christian Day School. This is working too for the Lord. We have almost 100 boys and girls enrolled now, and it's not nearly time to close the enrollment. Maybe we'll have to close it because we have too many. The Lord has given us some real nice Christian teachers, and Mrs. Lolly has so many good new ideas for them. And Audrey is going to have the Bible Hour. It's going to be my job to plan every day for a half an hour of Bible teaching for the children. Will you pray lots and lots for me in the months to come that the Lord will help the Bible Hours to really speak to the children's hearts? We want them to be saved, and then we want them to start living for the Lord and to be good testimonies, just like I know you are. Something else that's going good in the work here is the clinic. I think that maybe the nurse that we've been praying for is going to finally come to the clinic. This nurse is a girl from Aracaju, and she loves the Lord, and she loves to serve Him. Some more exciting news is that the film strip, the movie that the Breen Church gave to us here in Brazil is being translated, and then it's going to be put on tape with different voices talking. We hope that the Lord is going to use this film in a wonderful way. We have plans of taking it into the interior. We have plans of using it for all city rally here. And so you be sure and pray for the film that came from Grand Rapids. Another thing that Aunt Audrey wants to ask you to pray for is the need that we have in Brazil for more missionaries. Mr. and Mrs. Lolly are so busy, why, it's hard to find them home. And Mrs. Lolly has to teach the children English, and it takes so long to do it that a lot of her time is taken away. Will you pray that perhaps the Lord will send us a teacher that can teach the children their classes in English and also help us with the Bible club work and help us direct the school here in Aracaju? Those are a lot of things to pray for, but I think you can do it. And I know that the Lord will bless through it. Now, Aunt Audrey's going to leave for just a little while. Let me leave this little verse with you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own wisdom, but in everything, remember, He's God, and He's going to direct your ways. Goodbye.